So now is the time just to make the mind peaceful and calm, to go into those wonderful still states of ecstasy and peace and freedom inside. This is the only place you can really find freedom, in the mind which is still. So, in order to do this, we have to sit down comfortably. So, whatever you're sitting down, first of all, make sure the body is at ease. Close your eyes. With the eyes closed, give yourself 1 or 2 minutes. That's how long it takes for the mindfulness, the awareness, to settle down enough to be aware of the feelings in your body. Just feel how your body is sitting here. Become alert to any feelings of pressure, aches, which is the body's way of telling you that you may need to adjust your posture right now. There's nothing magical about sitting this way or that way. Whatever position you find is comfortable, sufficient to maintain bodily stillness for 30 minutes, that is your posture. And I've seen some people sitting in the most ridiculous of postures, but they're comfortable, so good on them. And I often say the most important part of your posture is not your legs or your back. It doesn't really matter where you put your hands or your fingers. The most important part of your posture is what you're doing with your mouth. To make sure you've got a little smile on your mouth. That's the most important part of your posture. Sometimes during meditation I open my eyes and it's terrifying what I see. That's why I like to keep my eyes closed. So a little smile really helps. Just relax into the meditation. Remember, meditation is not trying to get somewhere or gain things. Meditation is about being here. About letting go of business, letting go of things. Not to get somewhere, not to get something, to be here and allow things to disappear. Just observing the body. And disengaging from it. We just watch, leave it alone, and it becomes calm all by itself. You remind yourself that this is a period you set aside for meditation. A little resolution at the beginning saying, this is my meditation time, actually helps point the mind in the direction of peace. Otherwise you may start thinking and planning and doing all the business instead of meditating. You bring your attention to the here, and then bring it to the now. This moment, unique in all of your life, will never come again. The precious, most precious time of all, now. So here we value this moment as if it's a rare gem. Come here to teach us all about peace and freedom. Truth, enlightenment can only be found in this moment. So don't throw it away. As you allow the mind just to rest, rest on this seat between the past and the future. Like the peak of a mountain, on one side, the past slopes up to meet you. On the other side, the future flows down from where you're sitting. And you're on this spot in the middle, this peak we call now. For you, no memories. Whatever's happened is done, finished. You'll think about it later. Whatever's going to happen next, leave that to another time. In this moment, free yourself from the business of time, of past and future. Just being now. when there's enough present moment awareness, one grows the silence of the mind, where one waits for the moment. Totally aware, without interrupting the process with inner dialogue. wish to turn on to your breath. Am I breathing in or am I breathing out? Ask the question. And that will show you where to watch the breath, to watch the feeling as the breath goes in and out of your body. Very gently focusing on one thing. How do you feel now? Coming close to the end of the meditation. Just to know how much peace, how much joy, how much freedom you feel inside. Just to know the result of meditation. Now, at the end of the meditation, I'll ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound from the ringing gong. And only when the last sound disappears, only then come out of the meditation with a smile. There we go.